especially want to extend a happy Mother's Day to those of you that are moms, and we are grateful that we have an opportunity to do that, both as a church. Hopefully, husbands and sons and daughters, this was not a shock when I said happy Mother's Day. It might be a little late to get a gift, but I do know that Ace is open at 10, so... And the greenhouse is open as well, so you get things covered. If you'll take your bulletins, I want to highlight a couple of announcements. One, yesterday we had our men's breakfast, and it's always good to get together and fellowship together as men, but we also had a work project, and we were able to go help Erica Hargens move some items over to her new apartment, and she wants to extend a thank you to all those that came and helped. It was greatly appreciated by her, especially with some of her mobility issues, even as it sprinkled a bit. I think we got all her stuff over in one piece. Also, just a reminder of today at 11:30, Sunday school will be shortened today, and then we'll come back together in the sanctuary for a Mother's Day program, and that will be 11:30 during the Sunday school time. The reminder that VBS is coming up relatively quickly, and we have a video to highlight VBS. And Mark, were you going to say something extra?
Yes.
I lost where, there Mark is. He's used to the over there, so I've lost him. So, Trevor, right? I'm doing well. If you would start the video for us, please.
Light. Darkness. Good. Evil. Truth. Lies. We are engaged in an epic battle between two spiritual kingdoms for the hearts and minds of our youth. Every day, our kids are bombarded with lies about who they are, who their creator is, what is right, and where their salvation comes from. But we are not meant to fight this battle alone. God, the ruler of the good kingdom, has given his kingdom keepers spiritual armor to wear. With this VBS, your kids will learn how they can be a part of God's kingdom through salvation in his son, and they will be equipped with the armor of God as they train to become keepers of the kingdom who stand strong in today's battle for truth. Huzzah!
So that's the trailer for VBS. Yes, that's quickly approaching May 30th to June 3rd. My daughter Abby will be the director for it. She cannot be here this morning. She's been staying up at Aberdeen and doing some subbing up there. So she'll be here Monday night or Tuesday, I think. We'll get things rolling for that. This is out in the foyer. There are a number of people that have signed up already. Thank you very, very much. There's still a few places that we could use helpers. So if you're interested in helping with VBS, we'd ask you to prayfully consider that. We could use all the help we can get. The registrations are out at the schools. They've been coming back in. The numbers are looking really good and impressive. So we need all hands on deck. And as you can see, the theme this year is armor of God, so it should be a fun activity. I know working with a little bit with Abby, what she's got some fun things planned. She's got some high school kids planning on helping do the skits and stuff at the beginning, so it's all kind of coming together. But we could use any and all help. Obviously, we need prayer too for that. If leading kids to God isn't important enough, if you come help, you get one of these T-shirts too. So if that needs to, you need to motivate because you need another T-shirt, you know, we'll get you a T-shirt for coming helping VBS too. So if you have any questions, you can come and talk to me or anyone on the CE board. But there again, consider coming and helping. It's a great ministry, a lot of kids, a lot of fun. May 30th, June 2nd. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. A couple of other announcements. One, there is a flyer in the bulletin from Plus One. There is a box of, or a container, of baby bottles in the foyer. That is part of their fundraising effort. It's you take a baby bottle. There are instructions as well, but you fill that with your loose change between now, Mother's Day, and they are due Father's Day, or close. And they just ask that you just fill those with extra change, and it's an opportunity for a fundraiser for them, just the reminder that Plus One is the pro-life pregnancy clinic in Huron, and we're part of that area, and we have supported them. We did this last year as well, but they've sent us more bottles, so that gives us more opportunities to find a home for your loose change. So that take note of that, as well as just bring them back to the church when they're full. And if you fill them early, you can always take another one. So take note of the different activities of this week. We know next weekend is a significant event for our high schoolers, especially our seniors. And so Saturday, Miller graduates. Sunday, SBA graduates. And we are greatly appreciative of those that have invested and instilled in the lives of our seniors, and we pray for them as they head out into the next chapter in their lives. Are there other? Mark?
Jim, I forgot to mention something. At the program today, we got some flowers to give away from Mother's Day, and also a blanket and pens out on the table. Some of you are probably already in here, but there's white pens on the round table foyer for all mothers, so feel free to take one of those.
Okay, so there are Mother's Day gifts if you got in here early before they're white. So if you find a pen that's not white, you probably could still take it, but that's not the gift of today. But then there will be other prizes awarded, I'm sure, during our Mother's Day program. Yes, Omar.
Victory Center Bible Camp is coming up this summer. Most of you've known about it. I know you're pre-registered because the camp is all but full. I think they said there was one slot left in one camp. They're having, in the changing of directors, we're having some trouble with the mailing. And there should have been a mailing out last week that didn't get out. But this coming week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday morning, is their work days at camp. And that's when volunteers come to work on projects that need to be finished just before the camping season starts. And on Saturday, the 20th, Saturday afternoon from 1 to 4, they're having a party for Ken and Karen Taves, who were the directors for 40 years. So if you can't make it to work days, but you know Ken and Karen want to show appreciation to them, try to make it on Saturday afternoon.
Thank you, Omar, for that reminder. And I'm sure part of that mailing will be the who is cabin leading for the summer. And we're going to have one of our own, Cassidy Watson, is going to be cabin leading. And so she will come address us some other Sunday to just run it, because she will be looking for support, not only for prayer, but also financial. Any other announcements for today? Our call to worship this morning comes from Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 to 6. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making my prayer with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel from this first day until now. And I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ.
Let's take our hymnals, turn to number 452, Make Me a Blessing. Let's stand together and sing together, Make Me a Blessing. Out in the highways and byways of life, many are weary and sad. Carry the sunshine where darkness is rife, making the sorrowing glad. Make me a blessing, make me a blessing. Out of my life, may Jesus shine. Make me a blessing, O Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today. Tell the sweet story of Christ and His love. Tell of His power to forgive. Others will trust Him if only you prove true every moment you live. Make me a blessing, make me a blessing. Out of my life, may Jesus shine. Make me a blessing, O Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today. Give as 'twas given to you in your need. Love as the Master loved you. Be to the helpless a helper indeed. Unto your mission be true. Make me a blessing, make me a blessing. Out of my life, may Jesus shine. Make me a blessing, O Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today.
Wow. Let's take a minute and tell somebody you're really glad to see him here this morning.
Well, as it says in the bulletin, and it is something that is an extremely important part of ministry, we have been praying as a church since last August that God would lead us, and I know Abe and Diane have been praying that God would lead them to the next ministry, and we are delighted and privileged to have called Abe and Diane as a congregation I am very excited to have another co-laborer in Christ, but Abe starts Tuesday on the clock. The rest you've done has just been your Christian service. It's hard to keep those of us called into ministry away. So he'll be leading youth group tonight, I'm sure. But also he'd been in a couple of times this week. But as officially, we want you and Diana to come forward. I'm going to call the elders to come up. And Pastor Jason, we're going to pray over you as we install you as our new youth pastor and helpmate. And it is indeed a privilege to be able to have you. So Pastor Jason, if you guys would go into the center-ish. There we go.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Abe and Diana. We thank you for your calling in their lives and for you leading them here to our church, at Community Church St. Lawrence. We hope that they feel welcome into our body, and we just look forward to how you will work in and through them as they minister to our children, our young people, to all of us. And we just are excited to have them be part of our fellowship, and we just pray for your blessing on them as they begin serving here in our community. In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that your timing is perfect. You prepared them for this time, finishing up school. It's time to come and serve our church. Thank you for how you've worked in their lives, even from a young age, to draw them unto yourself, and just the growth that they've had in you. And I pray that they would continue to grow and to know you more. Just pray that you would sustain them and guide them in ministry. I pray that you'd help Abe to love his wife well, so that he can love and serve our church well. And thank you for bringing them here. Just bless their ministry. In your name we pray.
We just thank you, Lord, for your many blessings for us, Lord. We thank you for sending Abe and Diane here. We know that was in your time, Lord, and in their time, Lord, that they would be serving here. We just ask them to bless our ministry, Lord, and the youth group program that we have.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have brought Abe and Diana here for the gifting that you have given them both, the passion to serve you and to be a part of our fellowship. Father, we pray that you would help them in their adjustments as they transition from school to ministry, for the students that they will and lives they will touch, that as you've told us to be faithful in planting seeds. And we know that the ministries you've entrusted to us, we don't receive the credit. There have been many that have gone before us, generations that have been faithfully serving you, and we have the opportunity to, as Paul reminded us, to build upon the foundation of Christ and the apostles to this day. And so, Father, I pray that as we commission them and install them today, that they would truly sense your leading into the lives of the students in our community and surrounding areas, that they see you at work and join you there, that you would help them in the adjustments of the transition from school to ministry, for their home life, for the balance of how we juggle all that, that you would give Abe wisdom, that you would give Diana a true sense of fitting in and calling in her life as well. And Father, we are greatly appreciative of what you're going to do in them and through them. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is our time for prayer and for sharing praises and prayer requests. A couple of things that are in your bulletin to highlight that are on the bottom of the prayer sheet. We want to be in prayer for the Sievertson family with the passing of Randy's mother. The funeral for her will be this coming Thursday at 1 o'clock. We also want to pray for Tammy Hoffman. She has surgery coming up next week, and pray that everything will go well with that. And Terry is going to be having another blood draw tomorrow, I believe, to see if he's got those numbers where they need to be so he can have his shoulder surgery. So pray that everything checks out well there so that he can get that shoulder taken care of. And as Pastor Jim mentioned, next weekend is graduation in Miller and SBA, so pray for our seniors as they graduate and embark on the next stage of their lives. Do we have any other praises or prayer requests this morning? Charlie? Okay, so he is home, you said? Okay. Major fire yesterday morning for
Believers Fellowship.
Okay, and where is that?
In Sturgis.
Okay, in Sturgis. All right. Believers Fellowship major fire yesterday morning. So be in prayer for that body. Other prayer requests or praises this morning? Ernie?
My friend Richard Labor is in pretty tough shape right now.
Okay. Did you say the 52nd week?
No,
the second week. Okay, okay, okay. Okay. All right. So Richard Labor, he is there on our list under the cancer section. Tomorrow has been will be 2 weeks since he's been able to take any solid food. And then Ernie says he's really not in good condition, so be in prayer for Richard Labor. Sherry. Okay. Sherry mentioned pray for the family of Ruby Wharton, who passed away a couple of days ago. So be in prayer for that family. June?
Yeah, I have an appointment Friday with a specialist for macular degeneration. Just pray that he heals up and doesn't have to do anything.
Okay. June has an appointment on Friday to see a specialist regarding macular degeneration. So I'll be praying for June and for the appointment and hopefully a clear course of what to do next and direction on that. Any others this morning? Praises, prayer requests. Okay.
I stepped out, but somebody said thank you for the rain.
I don't think so, but yeah. Thank you. We will definitely give thanks for the rain. I know that farmers and ranchers especially are very, very happy about that. And the track athletes, maybe not so much, but the farmers and ranchers are pretty happy about that. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day that you have given to us. We do thank you for the rain and for your provision for our needs, especially for the farmers and ranchers and for the benefit that they can see immediately for the moisture that you have provided. We do thank you for Mother's Day and the opportunity that it is to recognize mothers, and we thank you for the unique gifting and calling that you have given to mothers, and we thank you for the mothers in our church and even the kind of the adopted mothers in our church, ladies in our church who have been influential in the lives of many who aren't necessarily their biological children, but through their teaching, their example, their encouragement. We thank you for each of them. We do thank you for Abe and Diana and for their safe arrival here. And as they get settled in, we just look forward to them being part of our fellowship and seeing how you work in them. We do thank you for our high school seniors, and we look forward with them to their graduation this coming weekend, whether from Miller High School or from Sunshine Bible Academy. And we pray for each of those young men and young women, and we ask for your blessing on them. We ask for your continued protection for them. We pray that you would continue to work in their lives and that they would desire to follow your leading, that they would desire to live lives worthy of the gospel, to be a light for you wherever they may be going next as they embark on the next stage of their lives. We do thank you for your protection for Jackie while she was in South Africa, and we thank you for her safe return, and we look forward to hearing from her about the opportunity that she had there. We do pray for Victory Center Bible Camp and for their upcoming camp season this summer. We thank you for all of the young people that will be attending camp in the weeks this summer. We pray for the Pyatts as they prepare for taking on the responsibilities of leading that ministry. We thank you for the many years of faithful service from Ken and Karen Tave as they led the camp there. We do pray for the leaders of the cabins this summer and those that will work in the kitchen and other ways that different people will be involved. We pray that you would help them to be encouragers to the students who are at camp, that they will know how to come alongside each of the campers that they'll interact with. We pray that there will be spiritual growth that will take place this summer. We pray that there may be some campers that don't know Christ as Savior who would come to an understanding of that need and make that decision. We pray as well for the different speakers that will be there this summer and for the messages that they will deliver. We pray that you would watch over each of them and their families as well. We do pray for some of the health needs that we have on our list this morning. We pray for Richard Labor, and we know that we've been praying for him for a long time, and we understand the condition that he's in doesn't look good, and especially the inability to take solid food now for a couple weeks, and we just pray for him. We pray for encouragement for him. We pray for wisdom for the doctors and knowing the course of treatment that they should take. We do pray that you would be with June as she has an appointment on Friday, and we pray that you would give wisdom there and for the doctor and knowing what should be done next regarding her, the possibility there of macular degeneration. We pray that you would be with Terry and for the blood draw that he has. We pray that the numbers have come down to where they need to be so that he'll be able to have that shoulder surgery and get the shoulder repaired. We pray that you would also be with Tammy as she has surgery coming up next week. We pray that everything would go well with that. We pray for the surgeon as he performs the operation. We pray for a recovery that is without complication. For Charlie's brother-in-law, we thank you that he is out of the hospital. We pray that you continue to be with him and his recovery from pneumonia. We pray for the Sievertson family and the passing of Randy's mom, and we pray for the funeral service this week, and we pray that you would just be close to their family during this time, provide encouragement and comfort for them, also for the family of Ruby Wharton and her passing. We pray for the Believers Fellowship and the fire that they had there, and we just pray that you would be with that congregation. We pray that they would be able to see you at work, even in what seems like a catastrophic event, and it is in a material sense, but we know that that a church building is not really the church. The church is the people, and the building is a place where they meet. And so we pray that you would provide a new place for them. We pray that you would encourage them through this experience, and that they would just be resilient and persevering through this challenge, and pray that you would continue to guide their ministry there. We thank you for this church, and we thank you for each one who is part of it, and we thank you for the different giftings that you have given to the members of our congregation, and we thank you for the way that so many different people serve in order to carry out the ministries of our church. And as we look forward to Vacation Bible School coming up here in just a couple of weeks, we pray that you would be with Abby as she leads that, and we pray that you'd be with all of the adults who have volunteered to serve and to help in different ways. We pray that there would be some others that would be willing to come and help. We pray also for each of the students that will be part of EBS, and especially as we considered the trailer that kind of gave us an overview of what the theme will be, and we do know that it is a very real spiritual battle that our young people and our children are facing today. And we do pray that through this Vacation Bible School that they would be encouraged, that they would be equipped to know how to use your word as a defense, to stand strong in your truth against the lies that the world may bring their way and against the temptations that they face. We thank you for the financial offerings that are provided here for funding the ministries of our church. And we do ask that you would bless the offering that we are about to receive. And we ask that you would be with the rest of our time together this morning, that you would be honored and glorified in what we do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
We have one adjustment in our schedule this morning. So before the praise team comes up, Jackie Burma has made it back from South Africa. And before, yes, hooray. And before she heads off to whatever she does for the summer, she is here this Sunday. And so we would like to have, the missions committee would, the church body would like to hear how your 3 months went. And so it is your turn.
Yes, well, hello, and I am back. So I'll just kind of show some pictures of things I did there, and then I'll tell you what I learned, one of the things I learned. So on your left is a picture of me leaving. The two on the farthest left were our supervisors, Jerome and Gila. They, were full-time missionaries there and kind of took care of us. And on the your right is our team. When I got there, there was six other girls from Germany, so that was interesting, living with Germans while in South Africa. But it was fun. Yeah, so that was that one. And then on the right again, the left, I mean, that was Iris Ministries. Some of us went there on Monday afternoons. We would just go and we would like do our program, so it was like we would sing a song and we would dance with kids and then we would tell a Bible story and then they would do a craft. And on the other side is CIA. It was the high school program that we would do, and it was just a lot of fun. We would like do in small groups, so like it was really cool to like work with them and talk to them because it was a lot of the same struggles they had that I have gone through too. So yeah. This was the school, Wednesdays and Thursday mornings. We would go to a school and we would just sit in the classrooms. I was in the fifth grade classroom and it was a lot of fun. There was like 10 kids, I think. For a lot of the time I would just sit there because they were very independent, so they would do it all on their own. But I got to help with math and stuff. So yeah, that was the classroom. This was at break time. They would have like recess break from like 10:30 to 11 or something, and we would just sit there and they would eat like some of their lunch, and you would just sit down and you would have kids all over you like playing with your hair. And so I had to get a lot of knots and braids out of my hair, but it was fun. Yeah. This is Emmanuel Ministries. These kids were a lot of fun. They were pretty crazy, but it was really fun. They always wanted to be spun. So you would just like stand there and they would come to you, grab their hands, and then just run around you until they were spinning. But yeah, they would just climb all over you and loved piggyback rides and shoulder rides. So yeah. This was also Emmanuel Ministries. The kids just like, that was one of the biggest things. Like the thing that God taught me in the first couple weeks I was there is just how much his love, how big and deep his love is for us. These kids, you would walk in and they would like all give you hugs and just want to love on you. And you're like, you don't even know me. You don't know my past. And it just reminded me a lot about how God's love is. Like he doesn't look at your past. He just wants to love you. So yeah, they were really cute too. This was the youth group that we did on Friday nights. On this picture, these were the people that led. We had a lot of fun with them. Youth group was a lot of fun. So yeah, that was that one. And then this was my favorite ministry. It was Dorothy, Broster Children's Home. And these kids really would just like, they would love you anytime. They were always so happy to see you. The little girl in the red here, her name was Cindy. She was like my best friend. We would always, whenever I would come in, she would just look for me and just run to me and stay with me the whole time. Even like when we were coloring and she would be sitting on my lap, or if like she wasn't sitting on my lap, she had to be touching me. So yeah, she was a lot of fun. I think. And Cindy and Dorothy again, like they were always on you. One of the big stories that I just remember, there was this girl named Sisipo, and she was just sitting coloring, but it was like really aggressive and she was just kind of angry at the world, you could tell that day. And I was like, Sisipo, come here. And she was like, kind of at first, like, no. And then she came and like grabbed her. I just gave her a hug. And you could see like with that hug, and I was like, I love you. Like, it's okay. And you could just see that like one of her walls just kind of went down and she was willing to like be loved and just like, it's okay, I can color nicely here. So yeah, I think, is there one more slide? Okay. So that's like some of the things I did, but one of the things God taught me a lot was how to be still. The like pace of South Africa and the culture there is a lot slower. Like everything is just slowed down. So like they may say, oh, we're super busy, when really like it's nothing compared to here. Like here's really busy, but there is like not. So I had a lot of time to just sit. Like there was like an hour in between projects, so I would just be sit there and just like, I'm so bored, like I need to do something. I came here to serve and I'm just sitting. But God kept bringing up the thing that's like, be still. In Psalms 46:10, it says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. And it was just really clear to like see the times that like you would just stop and just be still in his presence. He'd show you everything that he's doing in your life or like a new attribute about God. So that's like the big thing I learned. I just want to thank you guys for your prayers. They really did help. And if you have any questions, just ask me later. I'll tell more. But yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Jackie, for that update. And just listening to all the kids, all the little ones that we have, still is not something that happens very well with young children in a room, because they're always going, and we get in that habit as well. As you know, I gotta go, I gotta do something. I didn't get this done. I gotta, you know, it's always kind of go 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 mentality.